Amendment 1 was a constitutional amendment to the state of Florida constitution. It was approved in the last election by 75% of Florida voters, which is just an overwhelming approval rate. And what the voters directed our state to do with this amendment is to essentially go back to what they were doing before the Rick Scott administration in terms of preserving nature preserves and environmentally sensitive land, wetlands that are important for water quality, et cetera, to preserve those lands using money that comes from dock stamps. We had always used that money, that funding source for Florida Forever, which was the program that buys land in order to preserve it. But Rick Scott and his administration had begun using that money for other things and stripped out the funding from the Florida Forever program. So we had a constitutional amendment that makes them use a third of the dock stamp funding for preserving environmental lands, just like we were doing before.
And the state has a list of lands that they would like to acquire, but there aren't any of those lands in Hillsborough County.
Right. There are 67 counties in Florida, and only 4 counties have no projects listed on this list. One of those counties is Pinellas. Pinellas is pretty well developed out with very little left to preserve. So that would be why they wouldn't have any other projects. But for Hillsborough County to have no projects, no proposed nature preserves on this list, it's outrageous, because we know Hillsborough has at minimum 27,000 acres of land that our own environmental lands acquisition, our county's environmental lands acquisition program has identified as priority lands for conservation. And we have actually more than that beyond this emergency priority list. So there's plenty of land in Hillsborough County that needs preserving. Hillsborough County is a large county. We pay a lot of taxes to the state. We're certainly a large donor to this pot of money that will soon be released by Amendment 1, or is now released by Amendment 1. So we should be getting our share. We should have some projects on this list like the 64 other counties do, waiting for funding now that there's going to be a whole lot more money available for the state to preserve land. I think it's really important at this moment, now that Amendment 1 has passed and a lot more funding will be available, to make sure that we have a seat at the table, our county, along with the other counties who are already there with 2 to 6 projects each on this list, so that they'll be ready to receive money. And when I've discussed this with the state side inside DEP, they're saying, well, the problem is your county has not brought us any projects or preservation. But when I talked to the county side, they said, well, we stopped bringing the state projects because the state wouldn't fund anything we brought us them. And even in the days before Scott, when they were funding projects, our county said they would refuse our county's projects because they seem to want really large projects or other kinds of projects. I do see some really small projects on that list, so I don't think that's a valid reason. I mean, as small as Cypress Gardens at 167 acres, that was once on their list. So I don't think that's a valid excuse for not putting Hillsborough County projects on that list. And so hopefully if we press DEP to be more receptive to Hillsborough County projects, Hillsborough County will have an easier path towards getting our fair share of this money that's going to be coming from Amendment 1.
What's the group that decides which parcels of land the state should buy?
The group that makes the decisions is the Acquisition and Restoration Council. And they only meet a couple of times outside of Tallahassee. They meet every now and then in Tallahassee, but they meet twice a year outside of Tallahassee. And their next meeting is tonight, well, this evening, at 5:00 in the afternoon in Bradenton, at the Bradenton City Hall. And they've only scheduled an hour for this meeting, and they've got an agenda where they reviewed the proposals on this list, and then they have a small amount of time for public comment. They haven't advertised this meeting very well, so we're only finding out about it pretty late to make plans to go. But you can certainly write or email the DEP with your concerns and ask them to give more a fair slot to Hillsborough County on this list of projects for preservation.
And I want to ask about a proposed land swap for development that's near the Manatee County end of the Sunshine Skyway. Do you think that that will be affected by any of these decisions?
There are a lot of people going to this meeting tonight from the Sarasota Manatee Sierra Club and other environmentalists and citizens from that area who are going to be pressing them on that very point tonight. They do have some land slotted for preservation in that area. That could go a long way towards solving that conflict between the citizens who want to see that land preserved and the owners who want to develop it and trade it to the state and put in a dolphin zoo and we're with captive dolphins and over the water tiki huts and dredging of the seagrass beds where we've done a lot of restoration. And that project is just extremely environmentally wrong on many counts and has a lot of citizen opposition. And citizens who are concerned about that will be at tonight's meeting trying to get that land preserved instead of ruined.